In the beginning of the Torah portion at Tzavim, Moses addresses collectively the entire Jewish nation and says, "You are all standing before me today," and lists 10 various categories among the Jewish people. Various Jewish writings stress the idea that there were 10 categories listed, in that the Jewish soul has 10 levels, and so too, collectively, all Jewish souls are divided in general into 10 categories. And these 10 together constitute one entire unit, just like a body contains various limbs with various characteristics, but nevertheless constitute one body, so too the Jewish people are one total body, including the head and including the feet, with all of the varied limbs in between. This idea that the heads of the Jewish people, those closest to the Torah and its wisdom, and the feet, those that are furthest from it, the fact that they are all united is stressed even more in a statement from Pirkei Aves, the sayings of our fathers. There, the Mishnah tells us that there are 4 categories among those that go to the study hall to learn. There are those that travel to go there, and once they go, they learn. Then there are those that just go and don't really learn. There are those that learn, but don't have to travel there. And then there are those that have neither of these 2 types of service. They don't travel, and they don't learn either. The question quickly arises, why does the Mishnah say that there are 4 categories among those that go to learn in the study hall? The lowest of the 4 types described doesn't go and doesn't learn. So how can we call them 4 categories, one of the 4 categories that go to learn in the study hall? They don't go, nor do they learn. And the Mishnah immediately following that one says the same thing about those that give charity. There are those that give themselves and encourage others to give. There are those that do only one of these 2, and then there is the lowest of the 4 categories, one that himself does not give and discourages others from giving as well. Nevertheless, he is included in the 4 types of people that are givers of charity. Contained within these 2 paradoxes, however, is a profound lesson from our sages regarding the unity of the Jewish people. The Jewish people in general are called givers of charity, and they are called those that go to the study hall to learn. And since every Jew is a member of the Jewish people, even should his actual behavior not be in consonance with the general behavior of the Jewish people, nevertheless he is included among them. He is part of one composite body. How can we call him a giver of charity if he is not given, and a student of the Torah if he's not studying? Because inwardly, as Maimonides clearly states, inwardly every Jew has a desire to do so. However, there are certain forces which are preventing him from doing so. But inwardly, his true will and his true desire is to give the charity and is to study the Torah. Given the proper circumstances and the opportunity, this Jew will also become a giver of charity and a student of Torah in actuality. And therefore, even now, before he is giving and before he is studying, the Torah still includes him in the category of those that are giving and that are studying. And furthermore, the Mishnah speaks to all 4 categories, both in charity and in Torah study. And the Mishnah encourages each of them to add on in their study and to add on in their giving of charity, both for the one who is not giving or studying. Certainly this person has sufficient room in order to advance in his study and his giving of charity. But even the one who is now giving, he can always give more, or he can give it in a more pleasant fashion. So too, the one that is studying, there is always more he could learn, whether it's in terms of quantity, how much time he spends learning, or how much quality, with what degree of concentration and in what sort of depth he learns. And through each and every one's individual growth in both of these areas, as well as their encouragement of their fellow Jew to grow in both of these areas, then there will be Nitzavim Hayem Kulchem. We will stand united as one total composite body of the Jewish people, not only in a potential state, as we all are inwardly, but also in the actual state, as we are inwardly and as we are in our daily actions.